This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
That's a very good question, and many people are confused that because there is a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that after you die, you'll be questioned in your grave. And there's also mention of the azab, the punishment in the grave. And it also says that the people who are buried, they'll be questioned. You have to understand that what this hadith means. When the Prophet said that after you're buried, it means that because today we know that most of the human beings in the world, they are buried. When this statement is made, it is mainly meaning after you die, you'll be questioned. If you're buried, it's in the grave. If not, wherever you are. That doesn't mean that if you're not buried, you will not be questioned. There are chances that maybe wild animals may kill you and you don't get buried. There are chances you'll drown. Does that mean you won't be questioned? No. Because for questioning, two things are required. The soul, the body. The body, if you realize, even when you are buried, it gets disintegrated. It gets merged into the earth. So the main concept is that if Allah can resurrect you on the day of judgment, why can't He yet, whether you have a body or not, whether you are buried or whether you have drowned, whether you are cremated, Allah can yet, if He wants to give you pain, wants to give you punishment,